Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Vince is out. Amy Taylor is here, along with WTMJ's Adam Roberts, joining us from his newsroom spot, because there's big activity Monday night in Milwaukee, Adam.
That's right. Vincent High School was the place to be, at least if you lived on the northwest side of the city, because we've got some decision-making to do about the former Northridge Mall site. 58 acres of city-owned property now that demolition has started on. And so now the next step is...
Wait.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yes. Round of applause. We
demolition
did it.
Demolition has started.
We did it, everybody. Hey. You know what? That deserved a couple claps because it's been a minute. It's been 21 years.
It's been 21 years of this thing, you know, being an eyesore in the community and a danger to firefighters and police officers.
And that was reiterated multiple times during this town hall and Q&A that was happening. A lot of local leaders. You got the mayor, Cavalier Johnson, Alderwoman Larissa Taylor, and then City Development Commissioner Lafayette Crump was also there, taking questions, fielding answers to those questions from the community. And then there was also a networking opportunity where you had the earliest of early renderings. And I stress early. We're talking
what
about...
What would they even have renderings of?
We're talking basic polygons that this could be a building. This could be an ice rink.
Jinx.
Oh, this is getting weird. But yes, very, very base level stuff we're talking about when it comes to renderings. And one of the big themes of the night that may seem obvious is that no option, at least as far as the city leaders go, is off the table.
Except for storage.
Except for a few. And I kind of pressed them on that, the leaders, when I talked with them. You know, you say nothing's off the table, but do you really mean that? Like if someone comes to you and says, we want to build a youth prison here, for example, is that going to be an automatic no? And they seem to imply that they were very political, obviously, about their answers, but they did not outright say no to any suggestions.
Okay.
So it's taking the whole thing down, Adam, right?
Yeah, the plan is to have the whole site completely flat, ready for redevelopment, I believe, by next fall. So it'll take about a year to completely do all the stuff that they need to do at the site.
I was hoping they'd dynamite that. Just boom, get rid of it all.
Kind of like the Bradley Center a little bit.
Yeah.
The whole area could be such an asset to the community. And as if you look at it in the big perspective, I mean, Eric and I, we've been watching this for a long time, as you said, 28.
It's like the Parkies corridor all over again.
Right.
Like, let's stare at the same site over and over and over again.
And the issue was like ownership, right? That the owners were not cooperating. And then did they default on a loan or something?
So I believe it was a property tax acquisition for the city. The former company Black Spruce Enterprises from China acquired it, I think, 6 years ago or so. Right. And then there was a 5-year legal battle that ended in January.
So it was supposed to be public commentary. Was there anyone from the public there? Were there concerned citizens?
Oh, I would say so. If you've ever been to the Vincent Auditorium, there's sort of two tiers to the seating. The bottom tier was quite full. I'd say about 150 to 200 people in attendance. And one of the themes I kept noticing from when people would ask the questions or pose their ideas was there was a little trepidation I kind of noticed from the public. They seemed cautious because it's been this long running.
Like suspicious.
A little even. How do you know that I'm not going to be forgotten in this process when you ultimately make your decision to put in, you know, a Kinko's or whatever at the site. Right. So I asked Alderwoman Taylor that question.
Nothing happens on my watch without the input from residents. I try to exhaust every possible effort to connect with the residents and make sure that I hear and understand what their desires are so that they're not forgotten.
Now, there was one other element to this as well that I wanted to ask particularly Commissioner Crump about. Because there's going to be all these grandiose ideas and there's a lot of emotion attached to this property. I myself can very sort of remember the last few years of the mall going maybe once or twice. I'm just old enough. And so there's going to be nostalgia that ultimately does end up coming into this process. And so I asked Commissioner Crump, how do you take that nostalgia, put it on the side? because you got to make some tough decisions.
How important is it as someone who makes these decisions that you don't let nostalgia cloud making some of those tough decisions when it comes to what's going to be best for the future?
Wow, that is a great question, because it would be very easy to say, we're going to build a new mall here. We're going to recapture the spirit of Northridge Pass. And I think what we need to do is think about, okay, what did those buildings mean for the community? It doesn't have to look exactly the same, but it can still fulfill some of those roles.
So a lot of obviously tough decisions that will need to be made.
I like that. That's kind of, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like when you make a movie that was once popular 40 years ago and you decide you need to bring all the same characters back. Well, because we got to be nostalgic. No, make something better.
Yes, let's move forward.
Yes, move forward and make something better. Good stuff. Thanks, Adam, for going to that.
You bet.
Appreciate that. 6:58.